Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here to talk about Dev Intersection in the fall. That's October 30th to November 2nd in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. And happy here to chat with Robert Green.
Hey, Richard.
Many years in a row, sir. So this would be the fifth year in Vegas for Dev Intersection.
Cool.
I think you've been to all of them.
I hope so.
Well, we've worked on conference together
yep.
20 years.
Why would I miss one?
I don't know.
I don't think I've missed one yet. Not about to start now.
I can't imagine. It's many versions of Studio, many versions of the tools.
Exactly.
I feel like we've got quite a buffet this year.
Yes.
At Dev Intersection. Just so many different little HoloLens, the new AI track.
Yep.
Xamarin's not in the box. What does that mean for mobile development? Like, the choices are kind of spectacular.
The amount of software that we constantly create, the amount of new techniques that are out there for people to learn is never ending and seemingly expanding.
Yes.
And one of the main reasons you would go to a show like this is because in the handful of days in one place, you can go learn about all kinds of things.
Sure, get a taste of all these different ideas.
Whether it's what you do in your day job, or whether it's something that you just think is cool and you'd like to learn more about, like HoloLens, for example,
Absolutely.
Or some of this mixed reality stuff. What is that? I get to go and see somebody who's been playing around with it, teach me some things, and then I at least know what it is, and maybe that's something I'd like to start doing.
Or when it comes up, you know, what do we do next in our projects?
Right.
This is one of the possibilities.
Right. But there's also these, what we'll call these fundamental things that you should be doing all the time, right? DevOps is a perfect example,
right?
We've been talking about DevOps for a long time. DevOps is not new. Of course, there's new features that are new. But let's, you know, I
think the tooling's gotten better.
Like, the tooling's gotten much better, yes.
It's more, you know, DevOps is a sort of umbrella term for, like, how can I speed up that delivery mechanism, and how can I instrument how well my software is being utilized? I mean, this is a bunch of different pieces into it. It's gotten easier.
Right. So there's DevOps, and there's, you know, the CI/CD pipeline that people keep talking about. You know, continuous integration, continuous deployment pipeline, and you know, you should set one of those up. And you know, you watch Donovan Brown. He's awesome, right?
Yeah.
I love Donovan.
I saw him do three of them in an hour.
Exactly. But he's been doing it for an awful long time,
yes.
Which is why you should go see him and learn. But what if you're brand new to it, right? So what we're going to do this year is make sure there's at least a few sessions where you can get started on things.
Sure.
So we're going to have a session on getting started with Git and GitHub.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Git's kind of big. It's all over the place.
Kind of a big deal.
What is it? How does it work? Why would you care?
Mm-hmm.
What if you need to care? How do you start doing it? What if you want to get started doing DevOps?
Mm-hmm.
What if you want to get started doing Xamarin?
Right.
So we're going to do a session on build your first Xamarin app in 75 minutes, which on the one hand is like, oh yeah, so build your first in 75 minutes. We do that all the time, but that's almost daunting.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
It's actually going to be hard to do in 75 minutes, but I'm up to the task.
You can do that.
Yep, and then we'll do, there's a Visual Studio tips and tricks talk. I've done the what's new in 2015, the what's new in 2017, but when I do the what's new in 2017 talk as I'm putting it together and practicing, there's things I come across that I didn't even know were in the product. And then I have to think, what, did we have that in 2017? Do we have it in 2015? Do we have it in 2013? Oh, I don't know. Or this feature's been in there since 2012.
You've just never seen it.
Right. So I'm going to back off on that one and just do a tips and tricks.
Right.
I will mention things that are only in 2017 or, you know, perhaps only showed up in 2015, but it's going to be more broader. You know, if you're using Visual Studio every day, what are some of the things that the task?
You could do that.
Yep. And then we'll do, there's a Visual Studio tips and tricks talk. I've done the what's new in 2015, the what's new in 2017.
Yes.
But when I do the what's new in 2017 talk, as I'm putting it together and practicing, there's things I come across that I didn't even know were in the product. And then I have to think, what, did we have that in 2017? Do we have it in 2015? Do we have it in 2013? Oh, I don't know. Or this feature's been in there since 2012.
You've just never seen it.
Right. So I'm going to back off on that one and just do a tips and tricks.
Right.
I will mention things that are only in 2017 or, you know, perhaps only showed up in 2015, but it's going to be more broader. You know, if you're using Visual Studio every day, what are some of the things that the tips and tricks to help you make
the best use
of it?
What I love about those sessions is you get one good new idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, just the session pays for itself the moment you're like, oh, that would save me a ton of time.
One of our favorite examples, Nick Landry, and my favorite example about this is the ability to, you know, you're working with some JSON data, and you need to create C# classes out of it. And you could you could search on that, and you could spend an awful lot of time
typing,
doing that, and maybe there's a website. It's built into Visual Studio.
Right.
You take some JSON data, menu choice, edit, copy from JSON, or it's something like that.
Right.
And then you paste in the JSON, you press OK, and it generates C-sharp classes.
Wow.
And when people see that, they're like, oh my god, is that new in 2017? No, been here like since 2013 or something. And then
nobody knew.
And that is awesome, and that saves you a huge amount of time.
Sure.
So that's the types of things that there will be sessions on. The types of sessions that I'm going to give this year
mm-hmm.
is more of the you can call it fundamentals, you can call it everyday, whatever term you want to use for it.
It'd be great if you're a new developer at mm-hmm. the show and sort of right. get grounded in these things, or even an experienced developer, never touched Xamarin.
Or an experienced developer, you've never done the DevOps
sure.
before. You're all about the dev, but what is this ops part of
yeah,
it,
Yeah, how
right?
does that play together?
Yeah, so.
It's interesting, so refreshers as well as
yeah.
you got some new people that want to dive into some new bits, we can help yep. you with that as well.
Because it turns out one thing that I have learned in my many, many, many years in the industry is that once you know how to do something, most of this stuff is not that hard.
Right.
But it can be very hard to get started.
Yeah.
So there's that, you know, massive learning curve that we can cut down in a 60 or 75 minute session. So you come to this session, yes, you could slog through the docs and books and blogs, and you could learn all this stuff on your own over the course of weeks or a couple months. But, you know, 75 minutes, let's cut all that out.
Right.
Because we already did that work for you. We already slogged through it, and we put yep. together demos that show you how to get started doing it. You just come 75 minutes later, you go from, what is this? Why should I care? What's it for? How do I get started? To, oh, I can do that.
I like that.
The I can do that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good day. As soon as
right.
you have a feeling of I can do that, you can run
and
with
that
from there.
And that's what I love doing, whether it's on Toolbox here or mm-hmm. it's at conferences. It's that, oh, I can do that moment. Yeah. I love that.
I appreciate that a lot, Robert. And I'm looking forward to seeing those sessions at the show. And we'd like you to come and see them as well. So come out to Dev Intersession. It's the MGM Grand, October yep. 30th to November 2nd in Las Vegas. And if you sign up for our workshop package, we'll hook you up with some VR gear.
Cool.
Hope to see you there. Go to devintersection.com to register.